also inviting you to really surrender any holding in the muscles. With every exhalation, just allowing the bones to let go into the earth. The sweetness and the heaviness of the body kissing the earth as the earth kisses her back. The head heavy like a Dartmoor boulder, resting in the expanse. Spaciousness, wind swept to the horizon, and the rivers of blood that flow through your body, flowing and flowing and flowing until eternity meets the horizon, letting them go, letting them flow, letting them take themselves where they need to go. Letting the rivers of your blood, the rivers of your ancestry, be their own destiny. No need to control, no need to hold on. Allow the rivers of your bloodline keep flowing. And with every exhalation, deepening that trust in the flow of your life. And with every inhalation, experiencing the expanse of your entire life as it stretches out, rugged, windswept, full of beauty, full of memory, history. Winter trees bare. The sun low as it moves across the sky. Golden light hitting frosty moorland landscape. Your life so beautiful. Solstice just around the corner, meeting the depth of your dream. Surrendering your whole body, giving up your whole life to be in service of life itself, giving life to be life, opening your ears to any sounds that you hear, following the sound of my voice without needing to understand anything that's being said. Resting, resting, resting into your landscape. The richness, the beauty, the places that we have been weathered. And the little areas, those nooks and crannies by the river, sheltered by the trees, that are so tender and soft. The garden of our life, the garden of your life. Nourished and held in self-love and self-acceptance. So as you inhale, you feel the expansion of all of the space inside you, inviting clarity, inviting inner knowing. And as you exhale, heavy like a Dartmoor boulder, sinking in to the moorland. Nestled in your natural environment, in the deepest of winter, with the heart aglow, the hearth fire burning warmly in the centre of your being, burning warmly and singing of inner knowing, listening to and understanding your intuition. Feeling the horizon spread out around you, 360 degrees of space, 360 degrees of expansive possibility. The crisp air so clear. And as your feet walk upon this beautiful land, you feel the slight crunch of the frost in the solstice air. And from the soles of your feet, as you feel the soles of your feet, there's a feeling of space and clarity, crispness. That perfect winter light hitting the soles of your feet, and each toe in turn, gaining this beautiful sense of clarity and spaciousness and light. The left hand foot, the top of the left foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, and whole of the left shin and calf and back of the knee, then kneecap and femur and thigh, expanding with spaciousness, filled with clarity, crisp, flowing round to the left hip and your womb space, breathing into that womb space, that she is soft and open, that she is clear, and there is so much space for listening. In that pelvic bowl, there is an area to rest in the midwinter warmth of the light of your being, the light of your creativity, the light of your possibility, the light of your womanhood. Moving to the left hip, moving to the right hip and down the right leg, all through the thigh and knee and calf, the shin, the ankle, the top of the right foot, the sole of the right foot, and each toe in turn, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Both legs filled with a golden low sunlight. That sunlight that captures the essence of crisp beauty. That the trees, as they are naked, they feel this light, and there is a clarity and a stillness and an inward nourishment in these winter days. And into your belly, a belly warm with a winter hearth. Through each rib in turn, all the way up like an ivory piano, the tones and the song as the earth turns through this deep dark season, through all of the organs as you move up through the body, up through the spine at the back, feeling the crisp clarity, the light, the expansive landscape that invites so much possibility, the stillness in your being. It's as if everything is coming almost in the solstice to a complete stop, a complete standstill, and as you rest in the centre of your heart, there is the stillness. As we move through this most important time of the year to rest, to dream, to stop. As a jewel of frost in its beauty begins to melt in the heart hearth of your soul, there is almost as if the clock stands still, almost as if the expansive nature of time just drops into nothingness for a moment. And the space that is there is such a relief. As you breathe into the centre of your heart space, at the back, the middle of the breastbone, in the centre of the heart, there is the seed that is planted in the centre of winter, in the middle of winter. That will, of course, once time has slowed down to its slowest moment and touches the void of solstice, as it begins to wind itself again, that seed will begin to bring new life. It's a seed of trust. It's a seed of knowing that all things must die. And all things must live again. So with that sense of spaciousness and clarity, breathe a breath of relief up into the left shoulder, the left upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist, back of the hand, the palm of the hand, as if you are holding stillness itself. And that beautiful winter, low sunlight hitting the fractals of the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, whole of the left arm, glowing with spaciousness, moving over and up and around to the right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm, back of the wrist, front of the wrist, back of the hand, palm of the hand, as if you are holding a crystal of timeless solstice space. The winter sunlight catching the reflections of the
thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, both arms aglow with space all the way to the horizon. And right into the center of the throat, where the hum of the earth keeps on turning, where the 5 o'clock stars shine bright in the crisp winter evening. The center of the throat, where light glows in the dark, and up through the jaw, the lower lip, into the bottom row of teeth, under the tongue and the whole tongue, and up into the spaciousness of the roof, the cavern, the ceiling of the mouth, the upper lip, and the nose, the left cheek, and the right eye socket, and the left eye socket, the left eyebrow and the right eyebrow, the right ear and the left ear, the forehead which relaxes and dissolves, left temple dissolving, right temple dissolving, the spaciousness in the mind, the spaciousness across the skull that expands and expands and flows to the horizon, over the hills, through the gorse, down the side of the mountain, down the rushing river, in full joy of being alive whilst the world sleeps, to be alive inside the dream of winter, to rest in your dream, to surrender to your sleep, to hibernate like a little hedgehog curled up. Self-love, self-care, keep warm, slow down. Keep warm and slow down. And inside the slowest heartbeat of the hibernating bear, there is a strength. There is an autonomy. There is a sovereignty. Sovereignty that glows of knowing ourselves, of knowing ourselves, knowing the river of our life, knowing the voices that call us in the most tender secret ways. And although we are all connected, knowing the sovereignty of your being, the independence of this soul that can choose her own way, that can carve her own river's path, and that has the strength to do so in the most authentic, sweet ways, born of stillness, a seed born of stillness. I am a seed.
Listen to what she says. I walk down the river.
Destiny's plan, so I surrender my life, so that I can be alive, and I know that everything must die, but everything must live again, and I know that in my dreams, I create my reality. Is always spinning a wheel of time around me as I cry and as I dive into the water. an offering to the stream of water that flows from my eyes, that my life is a gift. Give me the courage to stop for a moment and breathe. Midwinter, you give me the courage to stop for a moment and to breathe. And as I breathe in, feel the expansiveness of my lungs and my ribs lifting up to the sky, through the horizon, all the way through the cosmos of my soul. And as I breathe out, I feel myself given to the earth. I am a gift for the compost of the earth. Down I sink with every exhalation, up I float with every inhalation. All the space and all the depth, all the emptiness and all the fullness, all the lightness and all the heaviness, resting there in the center of the two, resting there in the center of your heart, resting there in the center of your rib cage. Resting there in the basin of your pelvis. Everything included, everything welcome. There is a warmth and a light and a fire in the hearth of your heart. There is a warmth and a light and a fire burning in your belly, keeping you warm. There is a glow and a spaciousness and a low sunlight that ripples through the waters, that beams through the windows of your soul. You are held, you are sovereign, you are autonomous, you are connected. You are so spacious that you are space itself. You are so grounded that you are the roots of a silver birch. You are so sharp that you are an eagle. You are so you that you know your own song. And with every breath you hear it silently in the winter wind. With every breath you hear your song silently in the winter wind. Held by the earth, held by the expanse of the sky, surrendering to it all. Your life is a gift. Your life is sacred. Returning to this body, here on this carpet, in this warm room, covered by a blanket. Welcome back. Welcome home to yourself. You are beautiful. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Just wriggle the toes, coming back into yourself, coming back into your body. Being in the sweetness of your own space. Happy solstice, happy new moon. Happy new moon eclipse. Changing point. Turning point. sigh of relief, a sigh of presence.